Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, our musical travels take us to England, France, Germany, Italy, and even Mexico as we explore a number of settings of the Magnificat. Perhaps not quite as famous as Bach's well-known setting, but all very beautiful. From the quiet devotion of William Byrd to the exuberant polychoral music of Heinrich Schütz, we'll give you a sampling of one of the most famous texts from the Christian church service. We'll also hear a new release by the English viol consort Concordia.
Thank you.
an excerpt from a Magnificat in C major by Johann Kuhnau, church composer in Leipzig during the late Baroque era. Kuhnau's Magnificat was a composition specific to the place and time in which he lived, yet the text itself was hundreds of years old. Setting it to music had been a tradition in the Western Church that extended as far back as the 11th century. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, my soul doth magnify the Lord. And so begins one of the most famous texts found in the Christian liturgy. Taken directly out of the Gospel of Luke, the Magnificat is a song or canticle. It's frequently sung, usually within the context of a Vespers service. Composers have been setting its text to music since the Middle Ages. The original language of the Magnificat, as found in the New Testament, was Greek, although it's most commonly found set in Latin. Yet in the 16th century, it could also be set in English by composers such as William Byrd. We'll hear his setting of the Magnificat performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
William Byrd's setting of the Magnificat was performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, under the direction of Stephen Clearbury. The story surrounding the Magnificat has a special place in the Bible. Shortly after the Virgin Mary is told by an angel that she's about to give birth to God's Son, she visits her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant. When Elizabeth feels a stirring in her womb, Mary is inspired to sing what has come to be known as the Magnificat. If you were to take a quick survey of the most popular early Baroque Magnificat settings, you would undoubtedly find that many listeners think first of the one by Claudio Monteverdi from his Vespers of 1610. Yet in Germany, a particular setting by Heinrich Schütz from his Christmas Vespers gives our Claudio a serious run for his money. This one is perhaps the most famous Magnificat setting from any German composer until Johann Sebastian Bach. This large and expansive Magnificat by Heinrich Schütz is performed here by the Gabrieli Consort and players under the direction of Paul McCreesh.
Vi portent, vi portent, vi portent.
a grand setting of the Magnificat and more from the Christmas Vespers by Heinrich Schütz. It was performed by the Gabrielli Consort and Players, directed by Paul McCreesh. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to different settings of the Magnificat. Out of the hundreds of Magnificats from the Renaissance and Baroque eras, we find that a few of the more interesting settings were located not in England, Germany, or Italy, but in fact, across the Atlantic. We'll cross over to Mexico to get a taste of what the Spanish had imported to the colonies during the 17th century. This Magnificat is by New World composer Francisco López Capillas, a native of Mexico and chapel master in Mexico City. It's performed by Ex Cathedra under the direction of Jeffrey Skidmore.
Oh.
We've heard a Magnificat setting by Francisco Lopez Capillas as performed by Ex Cathedra, directed by Jeffrey Skidmore. Let's continue our Magnificat tour by popping back from Mexico and over to France, where we'll find Marc-Antoine Charpentier, Louis XIV's own church composer. Here is Charpentier's take on the Magnificat, performed by Les Pages et les Chantres of the Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles.
Yeah.
That was Marc-Antoine Charpentier's setting of the Magnificat, performed by Les Pages et les Chantres of the Centre de Musique Baroque de Versailles. We know that the single most famous Magnificat was composed by Bach, but on Harmonia this week we've been listening to some of the other settings of this famous religious text, some of which you may not have heard before. Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka was a contemporary of Bach's who had one of the most prestigious jobs of that era, court musician and composer in Dresden. We'll hear Zelenka's Magnificat in D major performed by the Bach Collegium Japan.
Thank you.
Music from the Magnificat in D major by Jan Dismas Zelenka, performed by the Bach Collegium Japan. Our new release this week features the viol consort Concordia, directed by Mark Levy. The CD is called Amorous in Music and also includes soprano Angarad Griffith-Jones and harpsichordist Gary Cooper, all playing music by Dowland, Sabatini, Laws, Locke, Jenkins, and others. Here's the anonymous broken consort arrangement of a piece called Tickle My Toe. A piece with the whimsical title Tickle My Toe, played by the viol consort Concordia, from a new CD on the Etc. label called Amorous in Music. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.